Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Defaults from the Shallow End. I'm glad you all can stop by and hang out with us for a while. As always, we're brought to you by SphereInnovationGroup.com. Check us out at www.SphereInnovationGroup.com. You can see many of the other things that we are offering here at the practice. We do hypnotherapy and life coaching. We do Reiki. We do many things. So check out the website. You can see all the stuff. And as always, I am joined by the amazing Dr. Mel Black. Hey, Melba.
I'm the amazing Dr. Black.
Yeah, you are. Amazing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm doing great.
Yeah. And today we're joined by a very special guest star, Holly Verona. You may have heard her on as a call-in guest many, many times. Holly, welcome.
Hi.
I'm glad you made it. So today we're talking about remember to stop and smell the roses. You know, Mel, the last week we kind of started this topic off with talking about the state of change and how that can affect your life. But you know, we kind of missed the part about you know, instead of focusing on going to Ocean City this summer or to the beach this summer, you know, it's the goal of getting there. It's the planning. It's all those other things that you have to enjoy, not just the going.
Right.
You know, and if you don't enjoy the going, then what's kind of what's
going on? Well, having the fun or planning a fun trip like that is just visualizing what it's going to be like and what kind of clothes you need to pack because of the weather. But a lot of people are not, they don't see it that way,
they're
do they?
They're just focusing on getting there, on being there. And you know, that just happens with life on so many, many different levels. I know for me, I traveled so much back in my corporate career that when someone talks about travel, the only thing I can see is all the pain and sorrow that I went through. It's only recently that I've been able to get past it. And we're talking a literal sense here about travel, but it really has become different now that I travel nothing but for enjoyment.
Right.
You know, so you kind of enjoy the going instead of the getting there.
Well, it's a good metaphor for anything when you're working on, like, a colleagues in school right now. And I'm sure that you're going to have a comment to say about that.
Yes.
And I remember working on my doctorate and working on my master's is that I really enjoyed that process. The first degree was not fun. I just wanted to get through it because my folks wanted me to tell you about one. But the whole purpose of personal development is understanding where you are now, enjoying that. And you can look to the future, but looking to the future with the understanding that it's going to be fun to get there.
Yeah, that's the point. It really is. You know, even with hobbies, you know, many people, I remember I was looking for a hobby for years. And I decided I was going to build a model, right? But I couldn't wait till the model was finished. Mm-hmm. I didn't enjoy putting the damn thing together. You know, it was just one frustration after another. You know, so I thought, huh, well, maybe this is not the right process. This is not the right thing to be doing.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel that way about cross-stitching, crocheting, and knitting. I want to get it done. I don't enjoy it. And I will sit there and not do anything else until this thing is done. So I decided, that's just stressful.
Well, and that's the point I think that we're trying to make today, is that when you do that, you're bringing stress into your life instead of alleviating.
So, Paula, you're in the throes of getting your degree and working and going to school. So, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the first time around, when I first started college, it wasn't for me. It wasn't what I wanted to do. It was what everybody else wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm. And well,
like, Yeah. And like you guys were talking about rushing to get through it.
Yeah.
In school, especially like the core class type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Some of those are not fun.
They're not fun, and they're hard for me to get through and to hold my attention, and you know, especially the whole time I was working. So to split my attention like that. And I would overdo it. I would take way too many classes because I was like, I just need to get this over with. And sure enough, I burnt out. I had a meltdown.
Yes.
Didn't make it to finals 2 weeks before finals. I had a complete meltdown and could not step foot back in that school.
You know, and that's a fairly typical end result. When you're doing something for the wrong reason. You know?
Yeah.
You know, folks, when you're out there and you know, whatever it might be, whatever your hobbies you're doing right now, if they are not bringing you peace, sooner or later the stress is going to build up and you're going to break. You're going to, you know, somehow or another have to break up, get a divorce from the hobby, the group, the whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And young men find a lot of this with softball.
Oh yeah.
Right. I mean, early on when you're in your early 20s, you know, you're still part of the fraternity playing softball or whatever, or football or whatever. Whatever it may be, and then it's the beer afterwards, right?
Right.
And then sooner or later, you realize that you'd really rather be home or doing something else.
Yeah.
And when you slide into home, regardless of how successful you were, it hurts for a week after.
It does.
You know, and so you realize that it's not really much fun anymore. But I've been doing it for so long, I don't know what else to do. And we're here telling you today, folks, find something else to do that brings you peace. Instead of worrying about the destination.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes into whatever you're doing, whatever. It's a Zen, Taoist, Buddhist philosophy.
Yeah.
Is be mindful in that moment of what you're doing. And it's like me in cleaning. When I have things to work out in my head, I can get lost in cleaning. Where another person, my daughter, for instance, she just doesn't understand that cleaning. How I can get enjoy it and it's peaceful to me.
For me, it's cutting grass.
Yeah.
You start walking, you've got this big square grass, right? Mm-hmm. And it's very zen for me. You're constantly making it smaller, right? In the meantime, you don't need to think about it. So it's kind of that whole, however long it takes, this is kind of a zen kind of moment for me about, and you know, you solve the world's problems on your own, depending on where my head is at the time.
It is. I think, you know, just doing those kind of things, whatever, however mundane it is, there is some kind of peaceful resolution that you can find, even in the most mundane things.
So, folks, if you want to join us and be part of this discussion, give us a call at 657-383-1561. That's 657-383-1561. If you have a question off topic, by all means, call in and ask that as well. So how do you find ways to stay on in that peaceful zone? You know, I mean, life is always trying to pull us out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, curveballs come at us every day from directions we never thought they would come from. But, you know, how do you maintain the constant, you know, remembering to smell the roses? Do you have any practice that you use?
Well, now this time going through school has been a completely different experience. I went back after the awakening stage you were talking about last week. After going through my awakening stage, I was like, I want to go back to school. I found my direction. I found what I wanted to do, the difference that I wanted to make. And I went back, and I'm not hurt. I'm not rushing through it. I'm taking three classes at a time.
Yeah.
I'm taking my time. I started when I was 31. I'm 36. I still probably have another year before I get my bachelor's, and then after that I'm going to go on to my master's and just keep going and keep going and forever and ever and get all kinds of degrees.
I did that.
Because I love it now. I love learning.
I was 60 when I got my PhD, so go for it.
Yeah.
I'd rather stick needles. That's true. But I mean, that's kind of the point.
But you are a perpetual student, just not of the formal institutional kind.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know you very well.
And that is absolutely true, but it's about finding it, casting about, finding what brings you that joy, where you're not focused on the destination, but it's the doing.
Right.
And the feeling that you're having when you're doing it. And it's also a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
mindset has a lot to do with your perspective on hobby or job or just taking moment by moment throughout the day.
Oh, that's absolutely true. As you all know, I play music, and there isn't a single piece of note of music that comes to me easily. It's all work. It is no natural talent am I blessed with, but I enjoy doing it.
There is a natural talent.
Right. There's a desire. But I do enjoy the playing. And then when I do get together with folks and play, it's wonderful. So I'm part of something here locally called Pick and Bow, where we're keeping the old time Appalachian music alive in elementary schools by giving kids access to guitars and banjos and mandolins. And we sit and teach them the old time music. We do it every Tuesday and Wednesday. And but playing with the kids and watch them go from here's a guitar to them playing a recital in 6 weeks, only them once a week. You know, is just, and for me playing with them, it's just a blast, you know, in more ways than I can say, you know. So folks, all I can tell you is that we're throwing out examples of ways for you to find the joy, hold the joy. And one of the best ways for you to get that impartial third-party opinion is life coach.
Absolutely.
You know, go find someone that can be your life coach, give us a call wherever it may go, but it's a great way for you to be able to find a way to even kind of figure out what it is you want to do.
And being in a safe environment to say, whatever it is you're thinking about, we're not going to laugh at you and say, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah, right, right.
But Holly has some experience in some music stuff.
She does?
Yes, I've done musicals for years. And I
aren't you going somewhere this summer?
Yes, I am looking to be studying theater in London over the summer. Because that is my love. It may not be, you know, what I'm doing with my life, but I love to do it. It's a passion of mine. So it's one of those things that I just can't not do. And that's the whole kind of like taking the stress out of the schooling thing. I'm like, hey, I'm still an undergraduate. I can do study abroad programs. Have fun with it while I'm here.
And you probably, before you were in school, when you were just what I call pushing a rock,
there,
you wouldn't even entertain that idea, would
no.
you?
Oh,
geez,
no. And another thing that I've learned is not to stress myself out over my grades. I am content to get a B. And if it's a hard class, I'm content to get a C.
Hey, it's not good.
I am content to pass and have a decent GPA. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little story about that. When I was working as a special assistant to the Georgia Supreme Court, I went to law school for a year, decided that wasn't for me, thank God. And while I was at the court, there was a Supreme Court justice named Harold Hill, and I'm sure that he's not there anymore. And so he said he would always hire the C student out of law school because they're the workers.
Mm-hmm.
He said the A and B students, they're all up in their head.
And typically it was they had an idyllic memory or
something. They were not worthwhile employees. So C students get jobs.
That's the takeaway. You'll have a smart boss.
Yes.
I will tell you in my world. Many an MBA student, fresh, you know, this 22, 23-year-old MBA student would come to me and want work, want special compensation because he's an MBA student. And I would look at him and go, you have no idea how much I have to come teach you.
Oh! Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, because they would come out. Now, if you've been out in the world and then get your MBA, that's a whole nother.
Sure.
But when you come in fresh out of, you know, just not stopping and coming up.
No life skill experience.
No life skill. You look at it, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, you just, here they just focused on the destination.
Sure.
That wasn't going to help them.
No.
In my world, it wasn't going to help them. I said, you know, the first thing I need to do is teach you how to put paper in the copy machine, right?
Yeah. But that is so true.
But that is true. They didn't know how.
No.
They didn't know how to converse with the person next door as an equal. It was just.
Well,
very difficult.
You know what, Judge Hill said that to me, right? I typically want A's, and in law school, I got a C in tort law, and that was devastating to me. So he made me feel better by saying it. Whether it's true or not, I don't care.
Well, it made sense to me. We'll take it. Theory accepted.
One of my colleagues, only hire people based on the GPA. He wanted an A-plus student. And over the years, he never changed his mind, no matter how many times he proved his theory incorrect.
Right.
You know, and it was yeah.
But anyway, I think that how that makes you feel better too.
Yes. But the thing is I wasn't feeling bad about it. I have a B average GPA.
That's
so
awesome.
I don't feel bad about not having a 4.0, you know.
Yeah.
But I am content if you were
what your accomplishment, what your goal was when you said that.
Right. The C students they have a life and they're getting the material I think they're more well balanced maybe.
Yeah. It's one of those things too, you gotta remember too that half the people in your class are the bottom 10.
That's
right,
true.
Right? And don't forget, the doctor may have flunked what's killing you.
Yeah.
Which is some of the best advice anybody can ever give you. Yeah, what you got is a bacteria. I wasn't so good at diagnosing bacteria.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
You know?
Oh, but you can hear a doctor.
Oh, no, never will. But that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's.
I got a D in bacteria.
So, one of the things we're kind of talking about, when you set your sight on this goal, it's destination.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a doctor, and so you hang your shingle out, and we're back to, I didn't do well in microbiome.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. All of a sudden, they've got no real world.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, if somebody has an upset stomach, instead of prescribing them something, you say, can we bring some soda?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or stop chewing your daddy's tobacco, or, you know, any one of those kinds of things.
I think there's a part about this destination that we also, sometimes we look back and we have regrets and we have guilt or shame about the things that we did or didn't do. Let's just put that to rest. That does no good for anybody.
No, it's just part of living. You know, you have to accept yourself.
Yeah.
For where you're at. I know we've said this on the show before, but, you know, my life was not a bed of roses. I wasn't the perfect human being that I am now. You know, but I wouldn't change one thing.
Yeah,
that meant that I wouldn't be sitting here today.
Mm-hmm. That makes you who you are.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of ugly, you know, that I really wish hadn't happened. But, you know, it got me sitting here today, and I'm okay with it.
Right. Yeah, had I been treated better, I might be a jerk. You know? But I think it was the being hurt so much that has made me such a, you know, what makes me love everybody, because I know everybody needs hugs, because I need hugs, so everybody else needs hugs.
it's the age old problem. You know, you can stay doing the comfortable things. You can stay on the softball team, right?
Yeah.
No matter what it costs, you know, and you can stay there until finally you can't play anymore. I mean, you just can't physically, because you're infirm, you have arthritis, you have something. Right. And then you look back and go, God, I've hated doing this for the last 10 years. Right? So what did that get you by staying in the rut?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I'm telling you, if you're doing something right else, don't enjoy it, be a good job. Whatever it may be, right? It's fine to sit down and go, why is this? You know, it comes back to Einstein's definition of insanity. You're doing the same things over and over again, expecting a different result.
Right. There's also, you know, people are in their comfort zone. They don't want to leave that tribe they've been involved in. And trying some new things sometimes is a little scary.
It is.
But
it
if
is
your
scary.
Answer to the question that you asked is because it'd be done.
Yes and no. I mean, you say safe is okay.
Yeah.
Safe is okay as long as it's not costing.
Yeah.
You know, and we've said this before, you know, if you are living in a safe world, but at the cost of some piece of you, sooner or later, there are no pieces left to give.
Yeah.
then it's the big, then it's the big explosion. You know, that's when the big blow up happens.
Right.
Be in a relationship or work or whatever. Hey, now, folks, I never advocate walking in the water, including your dog.
No.
You know, but if you do not like what you're doing, then figure out what it is you do like and find it. Doesn't mean leave your job. I mean, find it.
It also calls to ask the perspective of the job that you're in, why you don't like it. Because whatever attitude you're going to take out of that job, you're going to take to the new job, if you do not ask yourself some really good, deep questions.
You know, that's a great point. I was right here on this very subject of, I really don't like the journalism. Are, and he was going on and on about, you know, how, you know, there's all this pressure, and I just need to find something else to work. I said, well, let me ask you a question. The chosen career of sales is pressure oriented. You have to deliver in the corner, you have to deliver on whatever the,
sure.
You know, whatever the parameters are, that still goes. Factory makes stuff that doesn't work, that, you know, it fit, you know, those are all facts of life of the career that you've chosen. So changing another company isn't going to change those things. It may be instead of a quarterly, maybe yearly, whatever it may be, but there's going to be, those are the elements of that. Is that what you're choosing? You know, so it's really pause to think about, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. I really hadn't thought of it quite that way, you know?
There's a John Kabat-Zinn book, the name of it says, wherever you go, there you are.
It's like the doctor that can't stand the surgeon that can't stand the sight of blood, right?
I think he's in a wrong profession.
He can go to another hospital, but you know,
there's still gonna be blood.
You know, it's that age old dilemma that you get hung on. So, you know, especially when it comes to job, you know, I understand what it is about the job. That's the issue.
You know, we got to talk about breathing.
Yeah, we do.
Every show. So if you're in a quandary about, well, heck, I don't know if I like the job, I don't know. I'm feeling this unrest. I'm feeling this worthlessness. Why don't you go get acquainted with yourself, take some deep breaths, and just drop your awareness down about 14 inches to your heart. And listen to your heart for a few minutes. You're going to have to give it a minute.
And put your hand over it if you need to. Sometimes having that physical sensation helps you bring the awareness.
It does. Thank you, Molly. It does. And now, you're going to have to give it because we're not used to listening to our heart.
We have to do more than
that. Yeah. So, just take some deep breaths and do that. It's as simple as it gets. Yeah.
It really is. It's a great way to find. If there's something bothering you, what it is that actually bothers you. You know, many, many times we come home and we scream at the significant other or the kids or whatever, and it's that's what we're angry with, the guy that cut us off on 85 or some fellow.
Yeah.
Or it's the boss that, or it's a bad day for that guy. It was something, right? It's being in the call center driving crazy, right? And you come home, yep. So make sure that when you understand what your frustration is, you direct it.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair to yell at the kids, the dog. You know, if you need to go yell, I'm sure you got a wood pile outside. You
know, go to the bathroom.
One of those, you know, yell at the wall. It doesn't much care. Those kinds of things.
Unless it is the kids or the dogs, because some days it's the kids and the dogs. Yes, me too.
I'm just kidding. I love
no kids, no dogs. Just
love dogs. Love dogs. So, what are some other ways that you can stop and smell the roses? We talked about mindfulness and breathing, asking good questions. Ben, can you think of any other things?
Well, I always like, whenever you get that feeling of frustration or angst or anger, that's a perfect time to stop and do the breathing thing. Mm-hmm. Because then it's there, it's surfaced. I don't think it's searching for it. Immediately to do it, then. You'd be surprised to answer you like that or what that's about. You know, it could be, you know, I just can't eat chili at lunch. it could be, right? I mean,
yeah.
It could really be that simple, or it could be extremely complex, you know? Well, I really don't like chosen professions. I just spent the last, you know, 10 calling to answer that really makes me trust or not.
And it's that being in limbo, to me. The limbo part is when your mind's going, well, you can do this, or you can do that. I mean, it's going to debate both sides. Your mind will just debate on telling you this one thing, the other thing, and it's like all of a sudden you're so confused what your mind is telling you, what other people are telling you. So that's why we really want you to put the awareness in your heart. And sometimes I just tell the mind to shut up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I will keep it PG today.
And, you know, people are trying to be so helpful. And they say, sweetie, baby, honey, you can do anything you want. And there's no cooler statement to make.
Yeah,
because there's nothing more impossible to do than anything.
That's true.
Right? There isn't. There just isn't.
And that's a lie. I'm sorry. That's a lie coming from whoever's telling you that. Because when you start saying, oh, no, you can't do that.
Exactly. I want to play quarterback for the NFL. I'm 62. I'm thinking that's not going to happen. I'm pretty sure that that's not in my future. So that's not true.
No.
But you can choose to do what you desire most.
Right. Because sometimes it's simply a call to what feeds you, what feeds your soul. You don't, you know, it may not necessarily be as big as leaving your job, or it could just be take a break, paint.
Yeah.
You know, take a break, sing, dance, whatever
go
it
for
is.
A walk.
Yeah, go
so
for a
I
walk.
Think, whatever those are.
Yeah, whatever feeds you.
Yeah, that those are, and folks, it's not just one thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Heather and I, we love to hike, take the dogs, we like to go play music. You know, she does art. I like to work on worthwhile groups, you know, like Pick and Bow and Bear and Square and so on.
You also have a wood shop.
I do have a wood shop, and that's absolutely true. And when these things feed me, right? But I get tired of working. I get tired of working this day. I get tired of just, you know what I mean? So you have to have some diversity.
Yeah, I agree.
Something else that's helped me a lot with when my mind gets overwhelmed with everything is the journaling. That helps me kind of organize everything and get it out of the way so that I can see what's there.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of helps quiet the brain.
It gets it out of your head on a piece of paper.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, this is here now. It doesn't have to be in my head anymore.
Right. That's great.
And then you can hear your heart.
And that's a great thing that calls me.
Yeah.
You know, there is not something that calls me, but it calls to Heather as well. She's a journalist. That's fine, you know. And by all means, but it's the casting about it, knowing what's good or not going to work for you. Things stuck in the rut, all the anxious frustrations. It's when you are for the rut. And how many times have you all said this? You know, if I would just get that promotion,
right.
If I could just earn a nickel more an hour, if I could just, you know what, folks? You're going to get that, and it's not going to make a damn difference.
You know, always out there.
It's going to be the next thing. It's going to be, if only I could win the lottery. You know? And we all, if you don't know how bad the outcome of winning the lottery is, just go look online. Of the 80% of the disaster stories, depending on the lottery, have actually happened. You know? It hasn't enriched many lives. But the point thing is that you got to stop and be where you are. And as I said many, many times in the show, there's only one perfect moment. You know when it is?
Now.
This one. Mm-hmm. You know why? It's only one thing.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know what's going to happen 5 minutes from now. Can't change what happened 5 minutes ago. So, take the time to enjoy and smell the road and be ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, in our culture, there is so much hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Make it faster, bigger, stronger. And so we almost come into this world being raised that way, unless you've been raised in a different culture.
Right. No, that's true.
And so, you know, it's like I tell my son, we may be going out to eat, and he's got to be first on the highway because I said, what's the point of rushing all this? I don't get that. Maybe I'm used to be that way, but it's That's so
I was, in fact, but I now realize, what difference does a minute, what does 3 minutes make in my world? None.
I mean, you know, and then you, well, he drives like a crazy man anyway, but he says he, well, he's a very offensive driver, not defensive. Offensive in the truth. And then I get to, we get to the restaurant, and my gut is set to the knot. I can't even enjoy my meal.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's resonating with anybody or not, but I realize you got to be at work at a certain time, but what a plan for that.
Yeah, leave early.
Yeah, plan
right.
for that. And just
it's been a while since you've driven on 400, hasn't it?
I try not to be on there when there's a lot of traffic.
I have to get to class, and I could leave.
About,
yeah.
I just allow, you know.
It's a, I have less, I've given myself an hour and a half. I've given myself 2 hours.
Oh.
I've given myself 2.5 hours, and no matter what, I get the same time.
then that's perfect.
But are you in the car being angry at all the drivers and hustling, trying to get in front? And it's like by the time you get to school, or
there's none of that. There's none of that happening.
Okay.
I put my music on because I'm like I'm just gonna submit.
Because
there's nowhere to go.
I don't care who you are. You be marrying Freddie, you're still not gonna find a thing.
Yeah.
That's not the with that one over there. Right? And then you start walking towards that one and you almost think, oh, no, no, no. And that's, you know, then when you, all of a sudden you realize it, you know, you're 60 some years old and you have these regrets that, oh, wow, I really wish I would have gone to my orphan.
Yeah.
I really wish I would have gone, you know,
yeah.
and enjoyed it. I can say some of this because I'm 62. Mel and I are both within days of one another. I can speak for her. I am, that's true.
I'm within a few years.
By 4 days. No, but it's one of those things where you know, you can really kind of wish your life away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember my career as a YCA. I was on the fast track. Look where it got. I became an executive director in 2 years. So I felt like that was my destination. I was going to be a YCA. I was just going to keep climbing and climbing and climbing. And so the universe had other plans for me. And I'm so glad. But I remember that was my whole goal was in those 2 years I'm going to get everything I can, all of the trainings and whatever I needed, whatever they told me I had to do, I was doing. And I don't regret any of that, but I think that maybe if I had been a little bit more mindful, I would have gone in that direction.
If you keep thinking about life, for me in business, it was help create a company and be very successful with it now. And I'm going to tell you, we did that. And there is not one original founding member of that company that survived.
Wow.
Our board of directors. Oh. Most people thought. None of us. We were all asked to leave. And you think you've arrived. We built this in our own. Wow. And, you know,
right.
Gone. So it was one of those things where folks, you know, the grass is always greener, and if you don't enjoy the journey, you know, the destination is going to be so fun.
I agree.
You know, and so you got to enjoy the destination. Okay, so let's wrap this up. So, Melba, what do you want to leave them with? You're going to steal Holly, buddy.
Because I like it. You don't mind,
about
our destination. It's not static. It's always evolving. It's the direction. I love that. And it's a universal product because that is the law of rhythm. The pendulum swings so to the left and to the right. And so, to me, that's the direction.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. How about you, Al?
Well, since she took mine, I'll take hers.
Okay.
The breathing and the getting in touch with your heart, putting your hand on your heart, it's very important. Listen. Full plate and listen.
Very good. And for me, it's about if you're not happy, why the hell not?
Oh, yeah. That's our show.
And it's just
that's our show for next week.
And it's just, it's just that point blank. Why the hell not?
Yeah.
You know, you're the one that's making the decision. Why the hell not? So, folks, with that, we're gonna sign up as we always do with a little tune from Jason Kenney called All My Stones. Don't forget, if you need to give us a call, call us at 678. What is my phone number? 931-6700. There we go. 931-6700. 678-930-6700. Check us out online at www.sphereinnovationgroup.com. Here's Jason.
Dark, crooked road. It's been so long. Lie at peace in your bed, my son. I'm your home. I'll be your home.
And we'll close out with one more tune here. I hope you all like it. Check us out. Spirit of the Day.